Happy fucking Monday, boys. It is a goddamn gorgeous Sunday. It's like, you know, you see like some dark clouds in the sky, but it's not raining yet. That cool sort of breeze. That Sunday, that hashtag Sunday vibe is what gets you through the day. The nice, you know, you wake up, you listen to a nice podcast. One of those beautiful, beautiful mornings where you can just follow your routine. Things, you know, they don't go good, but they don't go bad. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's actually a good day because there isn't a lot of hassle. It's a regular day. You know, it's regular. Yeah, it's a little cloudy, you know, and maybe it drizzled a little bit, but it's not enough to be annoying. It's not enough to be a bad day. To be something that you're like, fuck, the day was a rough one. It was enough just so that you can, just enough so that you can sort of appreciate today. Just enough so that you can go, wow, today didn't go bad. Right? There's something to say about that. There's something to say about a day that just doesn't go bad. You know, you made all the lights. Or you made most of the lights, right? Like, you went to the grocery store. They had all the things you wanted to get. You paid. You checked out. You know, self-checkout didn't fuck you. You know, like, you just got your... You know, maybe there's just the driver that's a little slow, and maybe, but you know what? You didn't get in an accident. You didn't get a call. You know, like one of those calls, you look at it and you're like, fuck, like you dread having to click answer. It's one of those things. You know, and those calls are funny too, because in your mind, you always at first go, well, what if I hang up? What if I decline? But you always know you have to answer them. You have to. You know, it's from your boss. And you're like, Jesus Christ, it's a Saturday in the morning. Fucking give up. Let me enjoy my weekend. But, you know, those are just little thoughts in your mind. Those are little feelings. And you go, okay, I got to answer. And you answer it, and he just says, you know what? He says, hey, buddy, I just, I'm curious, what's this thing? And you tell him the thing, he goes, okay, that was it, thank you. And you're like, ooh, oh, good. It was something simple. You know, like, sure, the day would have been better without the call, but the day could have been worse. And it's just that type of Saturday, that just that type of weekend that this weekend was. I'm hoping you're having a good fucking Monday. Getting back at it, getting back at the discipline, getting back at the sort of usual routine that you're in. I'm sitting at Walmart, at the Walmart parking lot in Panama City Beach. Cars going everywhere. Lunatics here, just freaking madmen. But, you know, I like a little madness. I like a little madness. People need to be a little crazy. You know, like, you're all the time of like, oh, why is there... Why do people like to push and prod people? And, you know, there's so much hate for all these influencers. And it's like, yeah, because who the fuck are they? Who the fuck are they? They're influencers. That's your job title, to influence people. You're gonna get the opposite. You know, it's like, I'm trying to think. Like, you're always going to get people who hate on what you do. It's just inevitable, right? 2/3 of the people who follow you are going to be fans, and 1/3 are going to be haters. And that's just sort of the formula, right? And what are you going to do about that? Fucking nothing. And actually, you kind of want that, in a way. Because it's drama, it's fun, you get to sort of get a little feedback, you know? You get to see the bad with the good, and... That's the way things are. That's a good thing. People like drama. People like fun. Things are too boring when it's all compliments and good things. It's boring. Nobody wants that. You're drawn into it. You like a little pushing and prodding. You know? Something just kind of, ooh, let me just one, like, you know, your little shadow box, you know, just getting yourself, because your day can't be too easy. You got to mix it up, man. You got to have a couple haters. You have to come, you just have to, you know, things just, because here's the thing too. What's your alternative? Have you ever noticed, this is something I wanted to tweet, that everyone who says they're a realist is also a cynic, right? Every single person who says they're a realist is the most pessimistic cynic you've ever met in your life. One, people that are like, oh, I'm just telling you the truth. I'm telling you how it is. It's like saying, why are you going to try to be a runner? You're just going to lose anyways. I'm just telling you the truth. You're going to lose. And then, like, somehow that's supposed to, oh, good point, I should do nothing because I will lose at anything I do. Because what they do is they take a bit of the truth and make it fit their narrative. Why would you do that? You know it's just going to end up this way. Oh, the clouds in the sky. Oh, my God. Just can't win. Just telling you how it is, man. You just can't win. It's always the most negative shit after they say that. Just telling you how it is. Shut the fuck up. Those fucking people, man. It's so funny. They just always take parts of the truth. Because you can win. There are days and there are times when you win. You know? And it's funny, too, because it'll happen even when you don't expect it. And you might even still get mad. Like, I made it to Walmart today with... Well, there were two ladies passing a crosswalk that was, you know, basically jaywalked right in front of me and then looked at me like, hey, you gonna let me through? Like, bitch. But I made it here. I didn't get any accident. Nothing happened. Didn't get pulled over. Today's been pretty smooth so far. I say today's a win. I mean, come on. And then a cynic will be like, yeah, but you didn't, like, what are you just gonna do this your whole life? No, what do you, because they're like, they, that's what they think to themselves, that they justify their own life. I'm just a realist. Oh, those people are such pieces of shit. I hate that mentality. I'm just a realist. I see things for how they are. And those people are such hypocrites too, because they'll say like, I'm a Christian. Christians aren't, this like sort of cynical branch of Christianity is not proper Christianity, I would say. Christianity that's like, you're a sinner, you're just going to sin anyways. It's not... No. You're inherently a child of God, all right? And being a sinner just simply means that you're going... It's the realization that you're going to sin at some point. That it's... You're not perfect. That's all the meaning of it is. It's not saying you're damned. It's not saying you're ultimately a damned person. No, that's not necessarily, that's not true. You're a child of God. That's what Christianity is about. And it is Sunday, so bringing a little church into the podcast on a Sunday. You know, I mean, I'm past the church. I almost did this at the church again, and I was like, ooh, this is not maybe the best place because it was packed with people. It's 10:30. I'm like, ooh, this is not the spot. But I respect them all. They're going to church. Good for them. Something else I wanted to talk about. I have to start writing these thoughts down so I can tweet about it. This fucking guy parked right next to me and now he's pulling out. Yeah, you better run, you fucking, what is that? It's a Nissan, you fucking pig. Get out of here. I don't know how I'm gonna explain this story in a proper way. So in terms of leadership, right? There are your circumstances. You could always blame your circumstances, but that's never the truth. You know, again, that's never like, it doesn't get you anywhere, it doesn't do anything. Because you can't control your circumstances. It's wherever fortune puts you. So you have your circumstances and you're within an organization, right? the leader of that organization says, we're going to make such and such a rule because of the you know, the circumstances. And you're under that leadership, right? So maybe the new policies are like, you have to stay in the building, you can't leave outside of a certain radius, and you have to follow, whatever, it's following these specific rules. You can only talk to these people, you have to wear a mask, you have to be this sort of, have this sort of shot, and if not, then you need to be 6 feet, like all these crazy rules. Now, you can make those policies, they're probably making them out of necessity, hopefully, right? Like, this is, I'm going to say, in this scenario, they're not corrupt, okay? These leaders aren't corrupt, and they're making these policies because they believe these they're the necessary policies, not because they're trying to fucking look pretty, right? Which is what politicians do all the time. Anyway, so these leaders make these policies based on these circumstances, and you're on the bottom, right? So there's big organization, there's little organization, and you're part of little. Most people are, right? You want to do certain, you have certain human needs that need to be fulfilled that those policies aren't allowing. Social, being social, exploring, wonder, like these sort of passions you have that you are limited because of the policies, right? So all these things, family, right? And you know, the organization could even be like Florida, or it could be a state like New York or something, you know, and the leaders of them would be the governor or whatever, right? Now, the proper way to handle that scenario would be for the leader to go, hey, we have to make such, you know, clearly, like, publicly, you know, to the people of the organization. Hey, these are the circumstances. This is my mindset on, this is what I believe. This is the information I believe we have right now available. That is true. And these are the steps I'm going to have to take because of that. And I know that it's inhuman. Some of the situations you're going to be put in are going to be against your human needs and desires, and you know, they're going to be tough. They're going to be really, really tough, because we have a need to be social, and we have a need to be human. I mean, really, like, we're going to have to limit our humanity for the greater good. And I want you to know that I understand that it's going to be tough for everyone here. I know that, but these are the policies I think I have to be put through. And the minute I think that we can relieve the people, I will do that, right? As a leader, you would have some sort of speech similar to that, because your focus is on the people and acknowledging the fact that the people are going to be put under these intense stressors because their humanity is limited and the routine has changed, and all these things that make us human are now going to be shifted because of you. And you have to acknowledge that, not be a pussy and stand behind the scenes, because you don't deserve to be there if you're going to be a fucking pussy. Really, like, if you're going to make these policies and stand behind the scenes, because the people are not going to believe you have their best interest in hand. Right? Look at Rick Scott? No, I don't think it's Rick Scott, but whoever's the governor of Florida right now. I think it starts with an R. The motherfucker is out there saying what he believes, and the people of Florida fucking love him for it, for the most part. But that's what a leader does. A leader does something like that. A leader stands behind their beliefs and lets everyone in the organization know why they're making these calls. Right? So the small guy is not like this. The big organization doesn't give a shit about us. Big organization sucks. They're selfish, and all these they fucks us. I'm sure they're not wearing a mask. I'm sure they're not even 6 feet apart. That's what small organization thinks. And that's because what else do they have? Big organization's not talking to them. Is not greeting them. And then for and that seems to me the actual way it is. That the responsibility lies on the big organization to not only make the calls, but let the people know within the organization why they made the calls. And what the sacrifices are. Let the people know, like, that their best interests are looked after, are being not even evaluated, but also they're being considered within these policies. Because it's the people that make the organization, and not the organization that makes the people. And if you forget that in terms of leadership, you've lost. People aren't going to follow you. People are going to revolt. People are going to stage a coup. And it sucks. It really sucks when someone goes to you who's in small organization. Well, why don't you, I know you can't talk to any of your friends, but why don't you just join a, there's a church, you know, there's a church really close by you can go to. They're still open. Meet someone there. You know, there's apps on your phone. They just do the good things. It's like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Like, as if it's a choice. As if you can just, like, man, as if you could just, like, choose where to put the different energies you have. Like, it's almost like saying, like, I know you're hungry, but you have plenty of water. Like, what? Like, if you have, like, you know, you have a passion for something. You have a passion for athletics. You have a passion for I'm trying to think, like, certain foods, traveling. I mean, I gotta keep saying social, but talking to people, meeting new people. And you're told, like, well, you can always, it's your fault because you really could be doing this. You know? It's like, yeah, maybe, but don't blame me for feeling shitty because of myself. Sure, it could be part of me. It could be part of me. I could be like, there could be a part of me in small organization that will always try to find there's a part of me that will make things worse because it doesn't know how to make things better. Right? Yes, there will be that part. In this scenario, we're going to take that aspect out of it. But it's an important aspect. We're going to take that aspect out of it again. And we're going to say you're trying your best to make what's best of it. You're trying your best, right? In this situation. Because sometimes it's also like your personality dictates a lot of what you do. A lot of people are introverts. It's like, just be extroverted. That doesn't work like that. You're conscientious. Just don't give a shit. What? Just read a book. I don't even want to jerk off and have sex, but just read a book. What? I know you want privacy, but it's like all these things, man. I know you need human contact, but buy a cheesecake. Like, as if any other thing could solve that problem other than the thing. And, man, it's sad. It's just sad, the fact that people can be blamed for the situations they're in rather than blaming the fucking person in charge of those situations, which is big organization. You know, because it's not only like the whole world is dealing with the circumstances, but on top of those circumstances, big organization creates policy to restrict you even further. So then the fuck is big organization doing not publicly talking to its full organization about its decisions? Seems like leadership 101. Leadership 101, boys. I mean, come on, right? I realized from my Twitter and from doing this, like, I don't really want to just be a podcaster. I don't really see, oh, I guess I don't really see myself as a podcaster, see myself as a writer, which I think is a very important distinction. I think the podcast is fun. I think it helps with my writing, but I don't think I'm a podcaster. I think I'm a writer. But it helps me because it makes me think of the podcast as like entertainment and fun and whatever I find interesting, you know, rather than, I guess, a thing that needs to be taken like a show. Like, I don't need this to be like a whole show. I think it'd be, I know I'm still gonna invest in it and make a video and clip it and stuff like that, but my main thing again is still writing. I just love writing. But like, I love, like, my Twitter, oh my god, follow my Twitter, man. I love Twitter right now. I've just been putting out thoughts and putting it in an interesting, I love it. I've also been writing my story is going to come out soon. I have one short story that's almost ready to be released. And, yeah, man, I'm just fucking, I have these chubbies, right? Really nice chubby shorts. I was like, I'll try a polo, $60. I'm like, but it's a good polo. Fucking put it on. Took one bite of chorizo and got that shit all over my right shoulder. You know, like, bit it, squirted directly into my fucking white polo shirt from Chubby's. So now I'm at Walmart about to pick up some, like, cleaner for it. It's fucking crazy, dude. Chorizo, I don't know how Mexicans don't have just stains everywhere on their shirts. I've never really seen a Mexican wear, like, a really nice, like, on most days, I don't think Mexicans wear, like, really nice outfits. I don't either, so I don't know what I'm talking about. I just happened to wear a polo last that fucking day. Absolutely fucking bonkers. So mad. So mad. This morning, I read a little more Seneca. Freaking, talked about ancient Rome. It was funny, he said ancient Rome, which is so interesting to me. Because, like, in the book, he said the writings from ancient Rome, and he talked about luxury. He said there was hot water, cold water now, and, like, there's good plumbing, and absolutely fucking blew my mind. Let me see. I'm off my Twitter real quick. See what else I have. Let me see. All right, I'm going down the list. A partner that's a fixer or a slut are the same person. They both want control over their insecure lives. Because they are without faith, dating is an emotional roller coaster. Faith is what makes dating secure and significant. I do believe that. That was something I didn't talk about much on here, but as much as I think it is fun to have a partner that, like, shares the same interests, like video games or something, I don't think that's necessarily a good thing. It can be, but I don't think it's like an inherently good thing. Because I think a girl that challenges you a bit, like gets you outside your comfort zone, is also a very fucking good thing. And, dating definitely is something that needs faith. Dating is definitely something that, It takes faith to sort of get outside your comfort zone, meet new people, because otherwise you're trying to get control. You're trying to, like, force control, and it never works out. Never works out. Love is feeling the pain behind my anger, and in the end, figuring out it's not that serious. That's so true, man. It's so true. Love is feeling. I know I'm laughing at my own tweets, but I love it. Yeah, because you think the pain's so serious and you have all this anger. This anger holds you back. But as soon as you go, like, you drop that anger and you go, oh, this is what is what it really is. A natural way of life made sense when people lacked time and resources to take care of themselves. Now we have supplements, surgery, pharmaceuticals, gyms. We're evolving from apes into gods. Good. God created mankind in his own image. But I do believe that. I don't think all this natural shit is like, I mean, it's, I was on that wave for a little bit, but so what? Really? Like, okay, you, I'm trying to even think of, like, you don't take supplements, you live all naturally, like, you can't even really do it in the 21st century, man. Give up. Give the fuck up, dude. It's like, we've been made to sort of, to mess with things, to literally be godlike, to push things and see what happens, see if they push back, see if they fall over. Like, we do that with our bodies. Like, what sort of things can help it? What sort of things hurt it? What sort of things improve it? We do that all the fucking time. And that's good, I think. Like, I'm over this sort of, like, you need to be all natural. Fuck you. Fuck you. I don't think that's necessarily that good. I think it's, we're made to tweak. We're made to perform experiments on each other. Like, fuck all that all natural shit. I mean, I've literally, like, gone over it. Like, I've been taking New Mood, which is, like, an on-it, like, sleep helper thing. To help you sleep. It's been great. I'm all about it. I'm trying to get better sleep, better testosterone. I'm gonna try some Tungata Lee, which is from Joe Rogan's recent podcast. Dude, I'm gonna get so much testosterone and way bigger balls. I mean, my balls, I'm gonna be dragging my balls around. Like my balls, I'll need to move it when I sit down, because I'll probably sit on my balls. That's how big they're going to be. I might even need, like, separate, I might just need, like, a, like, kind of a gooch protector to keep my balls pressed up against, you know, not loosey-goosey. Needs are things I suffer without. Wants are desires. I need a healthy relationship. I want 3 OnlyFans girls in my bed feeding me grapes while wearing lingerie. It seems like that was a big hit with the OnlyFans girls. It actually got, like, some comments and a couple likes and stuff. Yeah. But it's true. I just watched the few Family Guys the other day. It was the Family Guy with Peter Griffin doing the Christmas song. Jessica Biel and Megan Fox wearing nothing but their socks is all I really want for Christmas this year. I had to watch that again. It was such a good one. The rest of it is kind of, you know, yeah, you know, at least when they start getting to the Christmas. No, it was a great episode. Fuck you. I don't know what I'm talking about. It was a great episode. I've been watching the classics, too. I watched the one in Futurama where the men versus the women. So, oh, my God, such a classic. I love that shit so much. I'm trying to think. Do I have anything else? I guess not, man. Last podcast was a bit aggressive, a bit emotional. But I had to get all that out. I had to sort of do what I had to do. You know, a lot of it, it's just, yeah, I just had to sort of get through all that. And it's exactly the tweet I said. It's like you drop your anger. Love is feeling the pain behind your anger and then realizing it's not that serious. So that's what happened. It's like sort of felt that pain and then I realized it's not that serious. So anyways, look forward to my writing. I'm going to have it in my link tree. Follow any of my social medias. Again, it's all on my link tree, and my link tree is just link, I think it's linktr.ee/jagger, JAGGIR. It should be in the description of the podcast. It'll be on any of my social medias, and my social medias will also be on my link tree, but I would just link tree it up. thank you for listening, man. Just keep supporting, keep subscribing, keep listening to it, keep follow my social medias. That's it, man. That's how you support. And this thing will get upgrades, this thing will get better, and I'll be posting some short stories soon. And focusing more on my writing, focusing more on the podcast. But it's nice, you know, to sort of been able to just get a breather for a little bit from it and focus on other things for now. But I'm excited to get back to it. I'm really excited to get back to it. And yeah, I'm gonna get back to the dating world too in a few weeks. I'm very excited for that. You know, it's something I had to sort of get a little crazy about before I figured out, like, okay, I really just need faith. I really don't need all this, like, control over, you know, all these sluts and whores. And I didn't need to be a slut or a whore. I just needed to realize, like, have faith, man. I mean, really, it's not something that... Have faith that the girl you're talking to... might be a girl you want to spend more time with. Right? Might be a girl that you're actually interested in. And even that's kind of wrong. Just have faith in the girl you're talking to. Right? Have faith in your dating, your sex life. Have faith in all that. Have faith in general, man. Because my shrink brought up a good point where he said, like, a lot of times we put up this wall because we don't know if we can take the punch. Whether it's physical, emotional, whatever. Whatever it is. You don't think we can take the punch. And, man, there's something so true about that. But what it takes is, I think, is again, it's just going like, it's just going like, man, I just need to have the faith here. You gotta make the right call. Yeah, just have the faith to say that we're making the right call. And use that, like, that punch for, like, I mean, it matters. Certain things, yeah, you don't want to get punched for, but I just guess it's just being a little more careful with what that is. You know, if someone you really care about, and as you get older, you mature and you start caring about different things, but that's what that is. And the solution there is to have faith in all areas. And if you didn't know if you can, and to maintain faith, man, you'll put up a wall, but you still got to let that down when it's necessary. But anyways, you know, just my thoughts on that. I will see you guys Friday. This was Monday. It's nice doing this, man. I love doing this podcast. See you then.